escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
September 23rd. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1846, German astronomer Johann Gall discovered a blue-green planet at the outer edge of the solar system, Neptune. In 1889, Japanese businessman Fusajiro Yamauchi launched his own company to print and distribute decks of playing cards. The new company was called Nintendo. Word has it they stayed in the game business. In 1966, NASA's Surveyor 2 unmanned moon lander suddenly stopped communicating with ground controllers. Since it was on course, it's believed that Surveyor 2 did eventually reach the moon, likely at a speed of about 6,000 miles per hour. No data was ever returned. In 1999, the Mars Climate Orbiter reached the red planet and then went silent. A programming mix-up between metric and imperial units of measurement sent the multi-million-dollar satellite to a fiery death in the Martian atmosphere rather than into orbit around the planet. Astronomer Johann Franz Encke, who conducted several important early observations of the planet Saturn by telescope, was born on this day in 1791. Author Peter David was born today in 1956. In 1957, actress Rosalind Chow was born. She went on to play Keiko O'Brien in Star Trek The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine.
Keiko, please, don't go like this.
Like what?
I don't have any choice.
Don't you?
He needs me.
We don't?
Can't just let the Cardies have the wormhole.
They can have the whole Gamma Quadrant for all I care.
Shuttle astronaut Willie McCool was born on this day in 1961. He was a member of Space Shuttle Columbia's final crew in 2003. Hugo and Stoker-winning author Robert Bloch, a protege of H.P. Lovecraft who wrote for Star Trek and The Twilight Zone, as well as writing the novel that became Hitchcock's Psycho, died on this day in 1994. In 1991, the fourth season of Star Trek The Next Generation went to war.
Mr. Data, you were ordered to rendezvous with the fleet at Gamma Eridum. Acknowledge.
Stand by, Captain. Mr. Hobson, prepare to fire.
Didn't you hear? Captain Picard wants us...
Fire!
Fire!
As Denise Crosby returned for part two of Redemption. In 2005, Battlestar Galactica wasn't alone anymore.
This is the Battlestar Galactica. Identify yourself and we will fire upon you.
Range now 1700, sir.
This is the Battlestar Pegasus to the ship claiming to be the Galactica. Please respond.
Give me direct contact. Pegasus, this is Galactica Actual. Authenticate identity with recognition codes immediately.
I'm receiving colonial recognition codes. They're authentic.
Galactica, this is Pegasus Actual. Madonna, is that you?
Admiral Kane, what a pleasure to hear your voice.
As the cliffhanger in the middle of the series' second season tested an uneasy alliance with the crew of the Pegasus. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was created and produced by Earl Kane.